News Talk tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
And I am Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards, who is on vacation. He'll be back in January. I'll be here for the rest of this week, a little bit next week, a little bit the following week. And then Jim, resplendent with rest and his vocalese, will be back in here to entertain your eardrums. In the meantime, though, I'm here and we've got a jam-packed show continuing. I think we're doing okay so far. We have now, though, a special guest. It's an old friend of mine that I wanted to bring in to talk about a very special topic. So Simon Rakoff is a comedian. He's been a comedian since 1978. That's a long time. That's a lot of people that he's made laugh. And he's done it at places like Montreal's Just for Laughs, Halifax Ha, the Winnipeg Comedy Festival, and many others. You've heard him on many national radio shows like The Debater, Madly Off in All Directions, Definitely Not the Opera, and As It Happens. And of course, if you have had the chance to see Simon perform live, you know just how funny he is. And so today, I wanted him to join me as we talk about some of the most dangerous toys ever, because when I think danger, I think Simon Rakoff. Simon, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks. Nice to hear your voice.
You too, buddy.
So when I was a kid, what got me thinking about this is that when I was a kid, I had the clockers, and people are probably sick of me talking about them by now, but they were two plastic balls attached by a rope, and you clocked them together. They made a lot of noise, agitated everyone around you except the 10-year-old me, and they were all fun and games until they would hit the wrong way, and they'd explode, and little bits of plastic would go everywhere, upsetting everyone, potentially harming people. So they were pulled off the market pretty quick. But did you have clockers? We're about the same age somewhere. Did you have clockers?
I did not. It was, I'm not to judge anybody, but it was mostly a girl's toy, as I recall, in the playground.
Really?
Yeah. And but the thing is, it wasn't just if it shattered, right? I mean, they were solid plastic balls mm-hmm. that, you know, if they just came together on any body part, would be very painful.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was essentially, it resembled the, you know, the hunting weapon, the bolo, right? So, I mean, it was a dangerous toy, even if it worked.
It without, worked without as mouth, advertised, yeah.
It still hurt you. Yeah, but, you know, toys today are dangerous, too. I mean, how many wives have lost their husbands to an Xbox? I guess that's a different kind of danger, but still.
It is a different kind of danger, but you're right. You know, I suppose I always think of danger with these toys as being physical danger, like aquedots. We sent you an article about some of those dangerous toys. There's one here listed called aquedots, and I don't remember this. It's from 2007, and they were little small beads. You arrange them in various shapes and things. You spritz them with water, and the design fuses together. So it sounds like something kind of cool and creative. You can do something to keep the kids busy and work their imaginations a little bit. But the trouble with them was that when you spritz them with water, the coating released the compound GHB, which is also known as the date rape drug. It's Rohypnol, I think. And so that's not great. And so that would had to be pulled off the market. And they recalled 4.2 million kits of that.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's a fun craft, but nobody's awake to enjoy it.
Oh, man. That's a dark, dark joke. Did you have...
chemical? It's funny because I wasn't even thinking chemical. I was thinking of the many other ways that toys we grew up with right. were harmful. Lawn darts comes to mind.
Yeah.
Which was, I mean, whoever thought this is a good idea? Do you remember them? They were sharp steel darts.
And they were big, right?
Don't picture dartboard darts. Picture like... that five times bigger and thicker mm-hmm. and heavier, and you'd throw it up in the air, and then the heavier spiky nose would come down and plant itself in the earth, or again a kid's skull. I mean, it was a potentially deadly toy. They took that one off the market. We had a lot of like pre-Nerf. We had a lot of guns that would shoot mm-hmm. you know hard projectiles. I mean, remember the air rifle where you'd pump it up?
Yeah.
You know.
You'll shoot your eye out.
And of course.
Did you
exactly.
ever
get, and he did.
Did you ever get hurt with any of these kind of things?
Well, I didn't play with those kinds of toys. No, I was more in the getting burned toys.
Right.
Thing, that was popular back then, too. I had a thing called Creepy Crawlers.
I totally had Creepy Crawlers, and it was so dangerous.
It was, remember, it had a little oven, which mm-hmm. was basically an open metal box with a little divot cut out of it, and you would plug it into the wall, and it would get unspeakably hot. You'd pour that plastic goop into the molds, metal molds. You'd put them into the oven with basically a wire tongs
that
you would lift the metal with. They would get super hot. It would harden the rubber. Then you'd take it out and you'd dip it in water and it would go while it cooled. But I mean, it was so dangerous.
I know. And I remember I had it. That little oven would get blazing like the surface of the sun hot. But the creepy crawlers, the bugs that you made, the little rubber bugs that came out of it were pretty cool. But yeah, that thing could not have lasted very long in the market.
Or the Easy Bake Oven back then, remember? Yeah. Or Susie Homemaker Oven that was heated with light bulbs, which still put out a lot of heat.
Yeah.
And you could just get your hand in there, no problem. I mean, there was no safety. Or do you remember wood burning kits?
Yeah, wood burning kits where you get it.
Again, you plug in this iron.
Yeah.
And it's got the metal tips in various shapes, and they would get super hot, and then you'd have wood with patterns on it, and you'd burn into the pattern.
I remember those. Yeah, that's a really stupid thing to give to a 10-year-old.
Well, that's my point. I mean, especially if you've got a brother you fight with.
Yep.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, they were asking for it. They would never even think of those toys today. I mean, today, even the safe toys are double safe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have holes in all the heads of the Lego people, right?
That's right. Well,
if a kid swallows it, the air still gets through.
Is that true? Is that what that's for?
Yes.
I did not know that. Simon Rakoff is a font of knowledge. If you have a dangerous toy, maybe that you were given as a kid or whatever, give us a call. 1-855-633-1010. On this website here that I'm looking at, there's something called Atomic Laboratory Kits. Now, science-based toys were always a bit of a dodgy thing because you were mixing chemicals and they could explode and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I think probably parents have had lots of stories about that. But this one came out in the 1960s. It was called the Gilbert U-238 Atomic Energy Lab. It was from the inventor of the Erector set. It actually contained four types of uranium ore.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. In the 1960s, you know, we didn't look out for the kids, I don't think, as much as we do
really,
right
make
now.
Your own cancer. I mean, that's insanity. Well, but what's funny is you say that you could mix chemicals and they could explode. We had tons of exploding things back then.
Yeah.
I mean, we always had firecrackers, cherry bombs, all that stuff. Bang caps. Do you remember bang caps?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was just like a little wad of paper with some gunpowder in it, I guess.
Yeah, and you'd throw it on the ground. Yeah.
I mean, all that stuff that was super dangerous. Kids were always blowing their fingers apart with firecrackers because they didn't think to throw them. They'd see what happens if you hold on to it. Well, you lose the tip of your finger. That's what happens.
Well, so I mentioned this earlier, and someone texted in, and maybe they'll call in at 1-855-633-1010 and tell the story in the next segment. They had something called Danny Dynamite, and Danny Dynamite does not sound like a children's toy. I'll see if we can find the text and find the story.
It sounds like a male stripper.
Simon, thanks so much for reminiscing about the bad old days of dangerous kids' toys with me.
Of course. And I'm playing a few places. I'm going to be in Sudbury at the New Trevi on New Year's Eve.
Awesome.
And then from the 3rd to the 8th of January, I'm headlining at Absolute Comedy in Toronto on Yonge Street.
Both great places. You can find out more at simonrakoff.com. You can find out what Simon's up to. Go see him. Super funny. Buddy, thanks so much. Thanks, Simon.
Thank you, Richard. Stay well and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to you.
Bye-bye.